a few paragraphs from the chapter on Nuremberg from Herd Mack's big book, In Europe, Travels Through the 20th Century, which I understand was written around the sort of turn of the century. For Martha Gellhorn, the meeting with the Russians at Torgau meant the end of the war. That same week, on 30th of April 1945, her colleague Lee Miller took a picture of herself for Vogue, sitting in the bathtub of Hitler's apartment in Munich, her GI boots beside the bath. Finished, over and out, the most wonderful photograph of the liberation ever. For Anna Smirnova, who had lived through the siege of Leningrad, that spring was the loveliest of her life. My husband was alive, I was expecting a child, everything was going to be all right. The Polish communist Władysław Matwin attended the victory parade on Red Square. A Russian officer was marching with a captured German flag, and he swung that thing over the street like a broom, flap, flap, at every step. And there were 40 officers doing the same thing. It was the most festive day of my life. Victor Klemperer had liberated himself long before. Early the same morning, after he had survived the bombardment of Dresden and found his wife again, he decided to take off his yellow Star of David and await the end of the war as a normal German refugee. Ava removed the star from his jacket with a penknife.